Hey guys, so I've been on a bit of a recording kick recently, so figured I would do something else. This is a follow-up to a recording I did a while back where I went to a random Wikipedia page and then tested to see how long I could use my vibrator on myself before I came while reading it. So I had a lot of fun making that and I decided I wanted to do another one. And I was in the shower this morning and I came up with a brilliant idea for the name of this series. It's called Flickopedia, because I'm flicking the bean and I'm reading Wikipedia. This is the part where I hold for laughter and applause. So I'm just gonna go to Wikipedia and find myself a random article. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. So this article is called Russell's Teapot. So vibrator's gonna go on. Okay. Russell's Teapot is an analogy formulated by the philosopher Bertrand Russell, 1872 to 1970, to illustrate that the philosophic burden of proof lies upon a person making unfalsifiable claims rather and shifting the burden of disproof to others. Russell specifically applied his analogy in the context of religion. He wrote that if he were to assert, without offering proof, that a teapot too small to be seen by telescopes orbits the sun somewhere in the space between the Earth and Mars, he could not expect anyone to believe him solely because his assertion could not be proven wrong. Russell's teapot, oh my god, is still invoked in discussions concerning the existence of God and has had influence in various fields and media. Okay, in an article titled Is There a God? Commissioned but never published by Illustrated Magazine in 1952, Russell wrote, oh Jesus, many Orthodox people speak as though it were the business of skeptics to disprove received dogmas rather than that of dogmatists to prove them. This is, of course, a mistake. If I were to suggest that between the Earth and Mars there is a China teapot, oh my god, revolving about the sun in an elliptical orbit, nobody would be able to disprove my assertion, provided I were careful to add that the teapot is too small to be revealed by even our most powerful telescopes. But if I were to go on to say that, since my assertion cannot be disproved, it is intolerable presumption on the part of human reason to doubt it. I should rightly be thought to be talking nonsense. I'm gonna come if, however, the existence of such a teapot were. Oh my god. Fuck, I'm coming. Fuck. Okay. Alright. Maybe I'll keep reading and see if I can crank out another one real quick. If, however, the existence of such a teapot were affirmed in ancient books, taught as a sacred truth every Sunday, and instilled into the minds of children at school, hesitation to believe in its existence would become a mark of eccentricity and entitle the doubter to the attentions of the psychiatrist and enlightened age or of the inquisitor at an earlier time. In 1950, oh fuck this. Oh fuck. Oh, I'm coming again, fuck. Oh my god, fuck. Oh shit. Fuck. Okay.